Describe an interesting person that you have not met in person and would like to know more about.
Are there any differences in relationships between friends and other people? Friends are a staple in everyone's lives. Other than family, they are some of the most important people that exist. Therefore, the relationships are quite different between friends and other people. For example, if someone works in a big company, they likely have lots of colleagues. Some of these colleagues may become friends, and some may not. For those who become friends, they will likely go out to do something social together and share personal details about their lives. When they have problems, they talk to them about what's going on to get some support and help. However, the other people in the company are not going to have the same privileges. People are not going to share their personal experiences or details with these people because they are not close. Do people feel lonely in crowded cities? Oh yes, I definitely think this can happen. People can feel lonely anywhere they are because loneliness is a state of mind. So you can live in a city like Shanghai, which has around 29 million people, and feel like you have no one. Maybe it's because that person hasn't made friends with anyone, as they may be new to the city. Or maybe it's because they are unhappy with life, such as disliking their job, feeling overwhelmed by family expectations to earn more or work harder, and so on. So yes, it's very possible that people feel lonely in crowded cities. In fact, I think it's quite common. Where and how can people get to know new people? People can get to know new people anywhere. For example, on the bus or subway, at a new job, at university or high school, at the place where they exercise, at a local shop or cafe. There are so many places. All people have to be willing to do is to introduce themselves and talk to that person. Then, with time, they may become new friends. One other way I almost forgot to mention, especially for the people of today, is online. People meet online quite often today, and I actually think it's a preferred method of communication, as people are quite shy and would prefer to send a message to someone new rather than talk to them in person. Can clothing tell and reveal a person's personality? Sometimes it can. For example, if someone is going to work at a corporate job and they have to wear a business suit, male or female, they will look very professional. However, let's say this person is really sporty. When this person goes home, the first thing they may do is take off their suit and put on their workout gear and go for a run. This professional suit, which may suggest someone is very smart and proper, may not be a true depiction of the person. They may actually be fairly relaxed and fun. However, it's not the case for everyone, and most people do dress to show their personality. For instance, someone who is gentle and kind may wear clothes that represent this, like a floral dress. So sometimes clothing tells us a lot, and sometimes it tells us nothing. Why do individuals from the same family have different personalities? I think it's completely normal for this to happen. Actually, most of the people in a family are all quite different because the mom and the dad who start the family usually have distinct personalities themselves. In fact, most parents are drawn to each other because they have different but complementary personality traits, which is why they decide to get married and have a family. So children may inherit diverse personality traits from their parents due to genetic factors. For example, if one parent is very outgoing and the other parent is quiet, their kids might end up being different from each other. Additionally, the environment around children can affect their personalities. As kids grow up, they meet different teachers and friends. And as their life experiences and social circles change, it can also change how they behave and their personalities. How does society influence a person's personality? Well, society influences how people think and feel, and it happens in various aspects of our lives, like in school, at work, on TV, and through social media. For example, people go to school, which teaches them to work hard, not make mistakes, learn everything quickly, and this pressure can really influence a person. Some people may become quiet and not express themselves because they're so focused on achieving a top score. Without this pressure, they likely would have become someone very different. Social media also conditions people, and there are many insecure people because they believe everything they see on social media and compare their lives to other people's. This can lead to people being overly concerned about how they look and feeling ugly without makeup or a particular image. So the pressures of society can really have a big impact on people and their personalities today.